Treasury Secretary Bessent blasts Democrat governors, the Grinches who stole Christmas. By Olivia Rondo on December 10, 2025. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent called GOVs. Kathy Hochul, DNY, Jared Polis, DCO, and J.B. Pritzker, DEL, the Grinches who stole Christmas for their state's refusal to conform to President Donald Trump's July 4 tax relief bill in a Wednesday social media post. Along with an illustration of the three left-wing governors depicted as Dr. Seuss's green holiday villain, Bessent wrote, "Thanks to it POTUS, tis the season to be jolly. Unless you're a taxpayer in New York, Colorado, Illinois, or the District of Columbia." For millions of hardworking Americans, at Gov Kathy Hochul, at GovOff CEO at Jared Polis, and at Gov Pritzker are the Grinches who stole Christmas, the secretary stated. Courtesy of their Scrooge-like tendencies, America's seniors, along with all workers who would benefit from no tax on tips and no tax on overtime, will be robbed of the tax relief they deserve. The Christmas season should be a time of great cheer, Bessent added. But due to the Trump derangement syndrome of these governors and other radical leftists, too many low- and middle-income households will receive nothing but coal in their state tax stockings. A Wednesday press release from the U.S. Department of Treasury blasted liberal strongholds like New York, Colorado, and Illinois for deliberately blocking key provisions in Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, signed on Independence Day. President Trump's tax cuts bill is the most pro-worker, pro-family legislation in a generation. It puts more money directly into the pockets of hard-working Americans through no tax on tips for dedicated service industry staff, no tax on overtime for linemen and factory workers, and a new tax deduction for seniors who depend on Social Security. Yet in a blatant act of political obstructionism, liberal strongholds like Colorado, New York, Illinois, and the District of Columbia are deliberately blocking their own residents from receiving these historic benefits at the state level. This partisan stonewalling is a direct assault on the very families and workers liberal politicians claim to champion. By denying their residents access to these important tax cuts, these governors and legislators are forcing hard-working Americans to shoulder higher state tax burdens, robbing them of the relief they deserve and exacerbating the financial squeeze on low- and middle-income households. The department continued on to demand that the Democrat states holding out on implementing Trump's tax cuts immediately conform and stop punishing their citizens for partisan games. "Treasury stands ready to work with any state committed to delivering on that promise, but we will not stand idly by as this obstructionism drags down the national recovery," the release stated. "This is about fairness. This is about opportunity. And this is about putting America first, starting with the families and workers who make our economy the envy of the world." Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.